It's Child Health Month, and Barry Stewart Mann has a story for us today about a child's musical trip to the doctors.
Chelsea loved music more than anything. She had a toy violin that played real notes, lots of drums and horns and pipes, a promise from her parents to start piano lessons on her next birthday, and dreams of someday becoming a great conductor. She knew all the instruments of the orchestra, and she loved the family's trips to the symphony. On one of those trips, she and her parents ran into Dr. Montoya. Chelsea blushed when her father told the Montoyas about her love of music, but her eyes grew wide when her mother said, "And Dr. Montoya will see you in 2 weeks for Chelsea's checkup." You see, Chelsea hated going to the doctor. It didn't matter that Dr. Montoya was a very nice man with a thick handlebar mustache. She felt fine. Why should she have to go to the doctor? Doctors were for sick people, and even when she got sick, she'd rather stay in her pajamas and listen to music and get better by herself. Anything but the doctor. So when the nurse led them into the examination room, Chelsea was on the verge of tears. "Hello, Chelsea."
"Hello, Dr. Montoya."
"Montoya? Did you call me Montoya?" Chelsea looked up. "No, Montoya had to leave. No more checkups today. My name is Musica, Dr. Musica. That means music where I come from. And Dr. Montoya asked me to come and check on the orchestra."
"Orchestra?"
"Of course, orchestra." Chelsea looked around.
"Where?"
"Why, right here. The drums are in your ears. I'm going to have to look in and make sure they're clean and tight. Bum, bum. And trombones aren't any good if they don't pull out smoothly. So I'm going to stretch and bend the trombones in your arms and legs. And your saxophone?
Wah, 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 wah.
Why, that's your breathing sax. Your lungs. Got to make sure the air is going through them just right. And I especially want to hear the strumming of your harp. Plink, 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 plink. Because your harp beat is what keeps the orchestra alive." Chelsea squealed.
"Dr. Montoya."
"Ah, but most important, you, Chelsea, are the conductor. If you don't take care of the orchestra, the musica will never sound right."
He handed her a tongue depressor, then pointed to a row of CDs.
"Here's your baton. Now tell me what music you'd like to conduct, and we'll get on with tuning the orchestra."
Chelsea smiled and chose one of her favorites, Mozart, then raised the little stick in the air, and the symphony and the checkup began.